Well, I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to speak from the Word of God this morning. Our subject today is first fruit offerings. And Brother Gordon gave us a good introduction a couple of weeks ago. So I don't need to start any introduction now. This is a short subject, and I have a short time in front of me, and I consider myself as a short guy. I like to talk about the fruits because that's one of my favorite. A couple of days back, I was talking to Kevin, and he's supposed to speak there today, but he changed it to next week. And he asked me what subject I'm talking about. And I said, first fruit offering. And then he started laughing. Then he said, that's your favorite thing. So I can talk about the fruits all day long. Because I grew up in a tropical area. The fruits was plenty there, and one of the main source of food. So I researched to see how many fruits in the world, and it came out with not a definite answer. It's like thousands of fruits. So I boiled down to how many bananas in the world. So it came back to about a little bit more than 1,000 of them. So I personally knew about 20 to 25 of them. If I ask any people here, you may say one or maybe up to four. But there are so many varieties of fruits out there. So I can speak on fruits until 4 o'clock this afternoon. But my subject is first fruit offering, especially in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. Then I don't need much time. So what we've seen in the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. Let's start reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, he can never, by the same sacrifices, repeated endlessly year after year. So here we see that the law is a shadow of the good things that are coming. All the offerings and sacrifices in the Old Testament are one way or other shadows of Jesus Christ. There are about 30 instances first fruit has been mentioned in the Bible. I only want to comment a few of them. Based on this biblical time, I'd like to divide this analogy of first fruit offering into five groups. So number one, the first fruit offering is a commandment from God. The second one, Israelites is being called as first fruit. And in the New Testament, we see Christ as first fruit. And also we see Holy Spirit as first fruit. And at the end, all the believers are first fruit. I'm going to briefly touch all these points in a few minutes each. Let's start reading from Exodus chapter 23, verses 14 to 19. Exodus 23, chapter 15 to 19. 23 verses 14 to 19. Three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. Eat bread made without yeast. as I commanded you, as I said, this is a commandment, as I commanded you, do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year. When you gather your crops from the field 3 times a year, all men are to appear before the sovereign God. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast. The fat of my festival offering must not be kept until morning. Bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Bring the best of the first fruit of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. First fruit offering is the first harvest or the first grain, first ripe grain. Jesus is the first harvest and firstborn from the dead as per God's plan. We will see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 a little later on. And this was a commandment from God that bring the first fruit to the Lord. Let's read another portion, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 to 11. When you have entered the land, when you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land and the Lord your God is giving you and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for this name, for his name, and say to the priest in the office at the time, I declare today that today to you, Lord your God, that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with the great terror and with the miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruit of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. From this portion I read, we can see first fruit, offering first fruit, is a thanksgiving to God for his mercies, acknowledging God and expressing humble gratitude to God, worshiping God for the deliverance and an act of obedience. Giving the best as a sacrificial offering to God. We are here this morning, come to worship our Lord. And we sacrifice our time to come here. We could be out doing fishing now, or we could be in the beach, but we sacrifice our time to come here and worship God. And also we give to God from our wealth. we also sacrifice in giving to God. We could have used that wealth for something else, but we choose to give it to the Lord. So giving the best as a sacrificial offering. First harvest was a sacrifice for the ancient Israelites. For them, the first harvest was a sacrifice for the Israelites materially, because now offering grain is easy for us because we have plenty of grain. But at that time, giving the first fruit was a real sacrifice, because they may not have enough to use for their own need, but they sacrifice the first fruit to God and giving the best to the God. So Jesus, the firstborn and the best, became a sacrificial offering for us, and God gave us the best. While I was preparing this, a thought came to my mind. When first fruit is given, rest will be blessed. Let's read Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will bring over with the new wine. Honor the Lord with your wealth. This verse has been a fundraising verse for many churches, because if you honor the Lord, Lord will give you more. So that's true. Nobody broke giving to the Lord yet. If you give it to the Lord, God will bless us abundantly. This is a way of showing gratitude to God and also worshiping God and receiving abundant blessings. Now we will see a symbolic entrance of first fruit into the New Testament. Let's read a few verses from Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 10 to 20. Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I am going to give you, you reap its harvest. That's the first fruit. Bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain you harvest. Bring the first fruit to the priest. He is to wave the sheaf before the Lord, so it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. Make a notice that the first fruit wave offering to be done the day after the Sabbath. That's the first harvest offering. And there will be a second part also. On the day you have a sheaf, you must sacrifice as a burnt offering to the Lord a lamb a year. So here we see first fruit as an offering, then we see a lamb as a burnt offering, which we can relate to Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Together with this grain offering of 2 tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made to the Lord by fire, a pleasing aroma, and its drink offering of a quarter of a hin of wine. And here we also see a drink offering. And we see Jesus Christ as a drink offering in the New Testament. You must not eat the bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come, wherever you live. Verses 15. From that day up to the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count of 7 full weeks. So pay attention to here. Up to the day of the Sabbath, count of 7 weeks, and the next day is the 50th day, which is the Pentecost. Count of 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of a new grain to the Lord. It's another harvest, another offering. This is on the 50th day. And we saw that on the day after the Sabbath, and also on 50th day, a new grain need to be offered. We also see that same scenario in the New Testament. Jesus Christ is being the first of harvest, and there will be a great harvest followed by Jesus Christ. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of the fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offering and drink offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. We see burnt offering, a grain offering, and a drink offering combined together. It is an aroma for God. We see that same scenario in the New Testament. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for the sin offering and 2 lambs, each a year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. The priest is to wave 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruit. The bread made out of the first fruit, and the priest has to wave it to the Lord along with the lamb, with the lamb of burnt offering. So here we see also the picture of Jesus Christ there. The first sheaf of grain was called the first fruit. Ancient Israelites have more than one harvest, that we saw that earlier. The first fruit offering was given to the Lord the day after the Sabbath, and the new grain offering on the 50th day, the Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. We see the first fruit offering again with the 2 loaves made from the new grain as a wave offering, first fruit to the Lord. We also see the first fruit offering go along with the burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to God, which symbolizes Jesus Christ. Also, we read that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Priest has to wave the sheaf before the Lord. Also, the same day, you must sacrifice a lamb as a burnt offering, together with a grain offering and a drink offering. The first fruit, the lamb, the drink offering symbolizes Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Here in Leviticus, we see a lamb sacrificed as a burnt offering on the same day of the first fruit offering, which symbolizes Jesus Christ as a sacrificial lamb. Also, we see a drink offering along with the burnt offering symbolizes Christ became a drink offering. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. You see, here is as a drink offering. Thousands of years later, we find the term used again in the Bible, describing Jesus Christ as first fruit. Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. We will come back to that. Now we will see Israelites as first fruit to God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 3. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruit of his harvest. All who devour her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them, declares the Lord. Israel was mentioned here as first fruit. The first fruit of his harvest. God chose them as his own people. A chosen generation. God's first fruit and his firstborn. From Israel, the scripture come down to one person, a new Adam, God's only son, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn, the firstfruit among the dead. He is Jesus Christ. Now we will see Jesus Christ as the firstfruit in the New Testament. Acts chapter 26, verse 23, read like this, that the Messiah would suffer and the first to rise from the dead would bring the message of light to his own people and to Gentiles. Paul prophesies here that Christ is the first to rise from the dead. We also find that Jesus Christ is called firstborn over all creation and the firstborn from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Firstborn simply means first one born. He is the sovereign God. He created everything. He owned everything. He is the beginning and the end. Supremacy over all. So what we can learn from this? Jesus is the firstborn over all creation. God in human nature. Invisible God in a visible form. Jesus was the first one to rise from the dead and ascended to heaven. The principle of first fruit and the firstborn is about the same. Exodus chapter 22, verse 29 in King James Version, we read like this. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. In the Old Testament, God was pleased when the first fruit and the firstborn offered as a sacrifice. This will remind us the truth from Abel and Cain's story in Genesis chapter 4. Abel brought an offering to God, the firstborn of his animal, the firstling. And Cain brought offering from the earth, the fruits. God pleased with the Abel's offering because it was the first fruit, firstling. Abel gave it to God. God foreknew the attitude of Cain. He brought an offering from the cursed ground, an offering out of obligation. Abel brought an offering of gratitude, and it was the firstborn of his flocks. He brought a first fruit offering. Abel gave God first place and gave the best. By giving the first and the best, Abel demonstrated his faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, we read like this. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice, which means he gave God the first place. Cain's offering did not show worship. He did out of obligation. Did not give God the first place. And there was any faith involved. Abel's offering involved blood. This shadows Jesus Christ. The firstborn was slain and shed blood for us to redeem us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus Christ was infinitely precious than the blood of Abel's sacrifice. We see a metaphoric meaning of first fruits offering, firstborn offering in relationship with Christ. So now we see Christ as a first fruit. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 23. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Christ, the first fruit, and those who belong to him, which is us, we also call the first fruit. Jesus was the first fruit, like a seed God sent to this earth, and from that seed will reap many fruits. In order to produce more crops, a seed had to die, and we are his crops. Jesus is the first fruit that God received of his harvest, and many will follow. The first fruit suggests an initial harvest, followed by a larger harvest, which shows Christ as an initial harvest, which is the first fruit, and his redeemed children are the second harvest. We already have seen that two harvests in Leviticus. Now I come to the fourth point, which is the Holy Spirit as first fruit. Romans chapter 8, verses 23. Romans chapter 8, verses 23. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons. The Holy Spirit is given to us as the first fruit of our eternal redemption through Christ Jesus. And more to come. This is only the beginning. The Holy Spirit came to us as a first fruit from God. Holy Spirit is given to us as a guarantee of the fulfillment of his promises. Holy Spirit is the first fruit of our redemption. And last point, and we believers are first fruit to God. Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 18. James chapter 1, verse 18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all he created. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all he created. James calls believers as first fruit. Just like in the Old Testament, first fruit was set apart for the Lord, as we believers also set apart for the Lord as his first fruit. We as a whole is a first fruit offering to God. First fruit of the earth and the firstborn of the animals symbolizes own life as an offering to God in Old Testament. Christ fulfills it all by coming to this world as a firstborn. And the firstborn of his creation died and rose as a first fruit from the dead, we can see the fulfillment in Jesus. And lastly, Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 4, we read that they were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruit to God, which is also talking about the believers. God purchased us among the mankind and offered us first fruit to God. Let's remember a few points before I close. First fruit offering is a commandment from God. First fruit offering is an expression of a humble gratitude to God. Bring the Lord the very best. We saw Israel as first fruit to God. In Leviticus, first fruit offering symbolizes Jesus Christ. God pleases with the first fruit and firstborn offering. And then we saw Christ as first fruit in 1 Corinthians. God gave us the Spirit as the first fruit. Lastly, we believers are the first fruit of his harvest. All who believe in Jesus Christ as a whole is a first fruit offering to God. This morning, let us surrender ourselves once again to our Redeemer as a living sacrifice. Everything we have, who we are, all to Jesus. Shall we close in prayer? Precious Lord, loving Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Lord. Thank you for coming to this world, die for us, and you rose from the dead as firstborn, Lord, and to make us firstborn for you, Lord. You became a firstfruit for God, and you made us firstfruit to God, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us as we go home, Lord. Help us to live according to thy words. Help us to be a sacrifice every day for you, Lord. As we continue here a few more minutes, Lord, we ask your presence upon us, Lord. Until we see each other again, Lord, we pray that keep us under thy care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.